Welcome back. You're on Public Address Radio on Radio Live. There's nothing like a by-election to keep the political junkies entertained between the main three-yearly event, and we've got a beauty coming up next month. In the blue corner, National hopes to enjoy a few more nights in the honeymoon bedroom. In the red corner, there's Labor with a whole lot to prove and a top-flight candidate fresh from UN trouble spots. Meanwhile, the Greens and ACT both fancy their chances. We'll talk to all the candidates over the next few weeks, and this afternoon we're starting with David Shearer, who's here standing for Labor, and I'll let him give you the quick biographical sketch. David.
Thanks very much, and very nice to be here. Well, I'm a born and bred Aucklander, grew up in Auckland, went to Auckland University, after I lived here. I moved into the Mount Albert electorate, moved into a house in Kingsland, renovated it, did it up like a lot of young couples. But I started working overseas, working on aid programs. Started off in Sri Lanka, but went on to Somalia and many other places around the world, Kosovo and things, and ended up most recently in Iraq, where I was heading the UN's rehabilitation program. It was about a $2 billion program, which was focusing on really bringing peace and stability back to Iraq. So we're building a lot of schools, hospitals, looking at the public service as well, and trying to really move that along. All very good experience, but the opportunity came up to come back to New Zealand and contest this the Mount Albert by-election. And I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I've been involved with politics and the Labour Party for more than a decade, but I belonged to the Labour Party way longer than that, and thought this was a fantastic opportunity to come back, serve my country, serve Mount Albert, and have my kids grow up as New Zealanders. So for me, it was a great opportunity.
You must have, having come back from Baghdad, you must have been expecting relative calm. It's like you've stepped back into a war zone here, though, isn't it? I mean, as far as by-elections go, we've already had, well, I mean, to start with, you had Phil Twyford, who was the sort of the Labour's first preferred candidate, destroyed, really, over the Judith Tizard affair. Then you've come in, there's been the candidacy. There's also been people going through your old academic articles. I mean, this is a dirty by-election, isn't it, right from the word go?
Well, I'm trying to keep my head above it and not get dirty on it at all, and also not get distracted by it. But the Phil Twyford issue was, I mean, Phil and I are actually good friends, and we've known each other for many, many years, and actually the single thing that prompted me to come back and actually contest it was the fact that he got in contact with me and said, hey, listen, I'm not putting my name in the hat, but, you know, we've known each other for a long time, and I know you've been keen on this, and, you know, I really suggest you do. So it was really at his recommendation and his encouragement that I put my name forward in the last day of the nominations. But look, there's nothing in my past that I don't think I haven't done for the right reason at the time.
If an article written for a university, or, you know, for a journal is the dirtiest they've got, then no. Obviously, you lived a better life, a better, cleaner life than I have.
Well, that's the thing. We're all ordinary people. There's plenty of things there if we want to dig back a bit.
I'm intrigued about the election itself, what may end up being debated here, because I got the feeling in the last general election that although we had this Great Depression 2.0 washing over us, it scarcely got addressed. You know, there was a sort of set-piece mentality to the election being fought, and a lot of the questions people have, the pressing ones like, how can I be sure I'll still have my job? How can I be sure I'll still have my house? Really never got tackled. Do you see those sort of broad issues being discussed in this election?
I actually think there's, I mean, going around and talking to people, I think there's is two or three key concerns. One is the tunnel. That's and in Mount Albert, that's really rings home loud and clear. They want the tunnel to be finished. Today, there's going to be an open day on the completion of the new motorway, and that's fine. But the new motorway stops, and then the traffic empties out onto Mount Albert streets. So you can understand that being a big issue, and they want a tunnel put through. The other is the concerns about the super city. I think there's general bewilderment. People don't really understand what it's about, but they're terribly scared about a super city being created where they lose their voice and really any say on how they can shape their own communities. And so I think that's a really it's a really big issue. And the third one is as you say, is the economy. I mean, I was just down at the Mount Albert shops, for example, walking around, talking to people, shaking people's hands. I mean, definitely things have slowed down. And I was on the doorstep of a house the other day of a professional couple in Sandringham, who had lost their job, and the woman sort of said, laughed and joked and said, I'm between two jobs. But then, as I finished the conversation, she came up to me and said, look, I had to go on the benefit the other day, and it's the first time I've ever had to do that in my life. And, you know, what am I going to do? What's the future? I mean, people are desperately worried about it. And I don't sense as a feeling that people know what the solutions are. There's not too many solutions being put in front of people. So I think those three big issues are the ones that are coming through most loud and clear. A bit on crime, because that's particularly amongst some of the Asian community that I've spoken to. But the other three are the ones that come up most loud.
The Greens have come up with an interesting alternative to seems Nationals and Labor's sort of accord on the transport, on the roading situation. They're saying we'd rather put that money into public transport. Is there concern amongst some of the residents that, because I've been house hunting in the Mount Albert district recently.
Well, you're welcome to come and join us.
And they all say, oh, don't buy there. That's where the motorway's going through. Oh, this is where the motorway's going. I mean, it seems that no one seems to know where it's going through. But a lot of houses are going to be knocked down, aren't there? Is it a double-edged sword?
Well, what's the key issue here is that, I mean, National came up with a plan to actually not put the tunnel through, but a huge gouge through the middle of the through that neighbourhood, through the Waterview neighbourhood, and put a six-lane motorway through there. Now, fine to come up with that idea, but it means that 500 people in that area are now sitting on the edge of their seats worrying at night because they actually don't know whether that's going to happen. And what's going to happen? We actually don't know. I mean, there's been no decision made. And of course, they can't leave because they can't sell their house. I mean, like you say, who wants to buy a house that's going to be knocked down next?
Or who wants to buy a house that's going to be back onto a six-lane motorway? I suppose,
exactly.
There's another 5,000 people or something, affected by that, aren't there?
Yes, and I think you're right. I mean, the Greens are right too. I mean, I think that we do need to put a whole lot more investment into public transport. There's actually no way around it. But we do need to finish this off, because if we don't finish this off, public transport's not going to make any sense when you've got incredibly congested streets and bus lanes that are trying to weave around them. So you have to finish the job and then do the investment on public transport.
And that's the sad story of Auckland again and again, that these projects begin and don't actually get completed, and you've got motorways that haven't actually seen their logical conclusion.
Motorways to nowhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and this could be another motorway to nowhere. I mean, and the logic of it's pretty sound, that it basically funnels traffic from up north around Auckland rather than going through the middle of it through Spaghetti Junction. Takes it down through the west there and empties back out on Manukau. So in a sense, it eases the congestion on the Harbour Bridge and the southern and northern motorways as well. But it's exactly as you say. I mean, if we've got a plan, let's stick to the plan this once, and get it through.
The problem is, though, with a by-election, that people aren't voting for a change of government, are they? So, if you get elected, that's all well and good, but the status quo essentially remains. I mean, the thing that interests me about this by-election is that actually your competitors as such are all in Parliament already. Russell Norman, Melissa Lee and John McGowan. So you're actually voting for the people that are going to come into the coming next on the list, aren't you, for those three parties? Who are those people?
Well, actually, I don't know. to be honest with you, I resigned my job, so I'm operating without a safety net. I really want to be the Mount Albert MP. These other people, if they lose, they'll be back in Parliament on Monday. I agree with you. And if one of the others does come through, I mean, I don't know who's going to come on the bottom of the list.
It's a weird campaign, though, isn't it? I mean, vote for me. I'm already here.
I've already got a job. But why can't you do a job for Mount Albert without being the MP for Mount Albert?
You are accused, however, of being someone who's been called up from overseas. You haven't lived in Mount Albert. You've got a house there, but that you've been living overseas. You've been flown, and you don't know the local issues. I mean, how would you respond to that?
Well, look, I grew up in Auckland, and I've lived in central Auckland. We've kept a house there. Yes, we haven't been back. I come back twice a year on average over the last 3 or 4 years. I'm very, very keen that my kids grow up as New Zealanders just like me. And so born and bred Aucklander, there are some issues I'm catching up on. But in general, I have to say people have been incredibly welcoming and like the fact that I bring different sort of expertise into a local arena.
That's all we've got time for now. Thank you so much for coming. And can I ask you one favour? As you're going door knocking around Mount Albert, if you see any properties that are up for sale,
very happy to do it. I'm very happy to have your possible vote as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on. David Shearer, the by-election is on June the 13th if you're in the electorate. Otherwise, watch the results and wait. Coming up after the break, we've got Midnight Youth and comedian Charlie Pickering.